بالله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue in this in our classes. We cover, alhamdulillah, the story of the birth of Jesus عليه السلام. Now, actually, before he left wasiyah. Enjoyed the children of Israel before Allah elevated him, as we in the last week when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Isa alayhi salam, inni rafi'uka ilay, indeed I will raise you up to me. Allah said that in the Quran, and we found in our classes alhamdulillah that Allah elevated him, and he was exactly to be in the second levels. Him and Yahya, both of them are in the level number 2. The Prophet ﷺ saw them. Him and Yahya ibn Zakariya, sallallahu alayhim ajma'in. But before he left a great inheritance for the children of Israel. He left inheritance for to show them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Islam. Qala ta'ala fi kitabihi al-kareem, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seek any another religion beside the Islam or instead the Islam, it will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He will be loser. He will be loser in the hereafter. And we are there with that before Brother Yunus, he wasn't with us. We thank Allah every single moment in our life because Allah has chosen us to be a Muslim. To be the Ummah of Tawheed. Alhamdulillah for that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But let us see what Isa alayhi salam, before Allah elevated him, he told Bani Israel. Surah As-Saff, Surah number 61, Ayah number 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال الله وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين.
Surah As-Saff, ayah number 6. And mention when Jesus, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, indeed I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming what came before me of the Torah and bringing good news, bringing good tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name is Ahmad. But when he came to them with clear evidences, they said, this is obvious magic.
This is magic. Before he gave the message to the children of Israel clearly, Allah sent me for 2 verses to مُصَدِّقَ لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. Because Isa alayhi salam, he ruled that time with 2 things. What Allah gave him from the Torah, Allah gave him a Torah also, the book of Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah, he sent the Gospels, which you call it Al-Anjil. And as we cleared last week, both of them, the Torah and Injil, they are not existing in the land anymore. Children of Israel, they changed it to a book called a Talmud. Children of the Christian, they say exactly they replace a book called the Bible. Bible and the Torah, the Injil and Torah is not existing anymore in this land. Their book has been written by their scholars. But he gave them something important for us to make the evidence. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And I give you good news, good tidings, that it will come after me a Rasul, a messenger. His name is what? Ahmed. Somebody told me, the children of Israel, he said, Ahmed, we have Muhammad. So Isa, he told them Ahmed. Why actually he did not tell them Muhammad? Very clear, go ahead.
The second verse, the second phrase in the verse, it said, but when he came, that who there, is that Prophet Muhammad or is that Prophet Isa? Who is it referring to?
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ When he brought the evidence for them.
Who is that?
عيسى عليه السلام عيسى عليه السلام give them بينات بينات the Torah and the Injil both of them he gave it to them but he gave them he did not give them the Quran he just gave them a glad tidings good news that will follow me a messenger his name is Ahmed so brother لطف الله what is between the Ahmed and Muhammad why he told them Ahmed It's a hadith which I choose it to you, number two, in the beige, right? Will clear for us. There is a lot of name of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Most exactly of the name five are famous. And the other are two also. Yani it's added for some scholars. But let we see, he's Ahmed also. Let we see this, inshallah ta'ala. Al-hadith, rawahu, al-imam. البخاري الإمام مسلم in their صحيح look what they said صلى الله عليه وسلم عن محمد بن جبير بن مطعم عن أبي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لي أسماء أنا محمد وأنا أحمد وأنا الماحي الذي يمحو الله به الكفر وأنا الحاشر الذي يحشر الناس على قدمي وأنا العاقب الذي ليس بعده أحد وقد سماه الله رؤوفا رحيما
جبير بن محمد بن مطعم reported on the authority of his father that he heard Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying I have many names I am Muhammad I am Ahmed
So when Isa alayhi salam told the children of Israel, I give you good news or good tidings, who will follow me, a Rasul, his name is what? Ahmed. That's his name also, Ahmed. Okay, go ahead.
I am Al-Mahi, through whom Allah obliterates unbelief. And I am Hashir, the gatherer, at whose feet people will be gathered. And I am Aqib, after whom there would be known. And Allah has named him as compassionate and merciful.
رَؤُوفًا وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفًا رَحِيمًا He was for the believer, رَؤُوف, رَحِيم. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ عيسى عليه السلام came to a specific people only. Specific people in Palestine, in Beit Lah, Bani Israel. موسى عليه السلام came to a specific people only. But Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah sent him a merciful for all mankind. Therefore, the aqidah of the Islam, the Quran abrogating all the sharia. A deen for Allah is one. And Islam since Adam until Allah taking everything in this land. Al-Islam. But the sharia are different. From one prophet to another prophet, different sharia, but one, only one deen, deen al-Islam, nothing deen. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Quran in two things. Mentioned in the Quran, two. Ahmad wa Muhammad. Ahmad by the tongue of Isa alayhi salam when he told the children of Israel and Allah named Muhammad also in Islam Muhammad Rasulullah والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم Muhammad Rasulullah Allah call him there is no doubt that he is Rasulullah and those who were with them are the believer the Muslim أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. When you defeat the enemy, the disbeliever in the battlefield, they have to be rough. But they are merciful to one another. They carry compassion to the others. So Allah named him in the Quran two names, Ahmad and Muhammad. But the Sunnah came as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, five names. Actually, he informed us that he has five names. And the hadith is clear. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And also, Imam Muslim, he has another narration. Nabiyu Tawbah and Nabiyu Rahmah. The Prophet of Tawbah, the Prophet of Rahmah, it is also exactly two names for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody told me Qasim, Abu al-Qasim, Taha. Some people today told me Taha. His name is Taha. La, his name exactly, so they got it from Surah Taha. Who's Taha? Taha is not the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taha is the two letter. What is the meaning of Taha in Surah Taha? We don't know. Because Allah, he put letters, some letters in the beginning of the Surah. There is no any meaning for that. But you will know in the day of the judgment. So Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-kitaba litashqa. People, because they take the second ayah of Surah Taha, we revealed not the book for you to suffer. So it's not the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taha is not. Other way, Alif Lam Mim. Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Imran. What is Alif Lam Mim mean? We don't know. Same thing like Taha. Taha.
Yasin.
Yasin. Some people, they said Yasin. That is the Prophet. He's who told you Yasin is not, it's Yasin. But if you choose a name to name a Muslim, Ya Sin, Ya Alif, Sin, Ya Noon. That is the name of Ya Sin. But Ya two letter, Ya Sin, that is two letter. Allah, he bore it in Surah Ya Sin. We don't know what does that mean. It is not the name of the Prophet ﷺ. People, they need to know. Time. Came actually for Allah challenging with the people of the book. The people scripturally. Al-Yahud wa Nasara. Look what Allah told them to put the evidence among. Because in the day of the judgment, we don't hear about him. We don't know Muhammad. By the name of Allah, I ask you today. Is there anyone in the globe doesn't know Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there any name? Anyone in the globe doesn't know Muhammad. La, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the evidence on them. Allah described him in the Quran, described him in the Torah. And hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah 146. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الكتاب ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون.
Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 146. Those to whom we gave the scripture know him as they know their own sons. But indeed, a party of them conceal the truth while they know it.
While they know it. While they know it 100%, Allah is the best witness. Allah is the creator, the one who creating all people. And Allah, he knows about his creatures. He knows about what in their heart. Abdullah ibn Salam, he used to be a big rabbi in Medina. Big rabbi in Medina. He born before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 6 years. One day he went when he was 6 years, and according to the Torah, there is a sign of the birth of the Prophet ﷺ. A star will be showing. So Abdullah ibn Salam, when 6 years old, he saw this star. Then he went to the roof. He said, Allahu Akbar. And he is from Yahud. لقد ظهر اليوم نجم محمد. Today I saw the star of Muhammad, which is written in our book. His mother, she got him. He told them, what are you talking about it? There is no any prophet, only Musa. Qala ya ma'o mother, Musa is a brother of Muhammad, and Muhammad is a brother of Musa alayhi salam. That's why he became the first one in Medina. He became a Muslim, alhamdulillah. And he put the evidence against his own people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, that is the one which the Yahud, they waiting for him. The last prophet after Musa alayhi salam, after because they never believe Isa alayhi salam, as we cleared it last week. They denied Isa alayhi salam. They still waiting for him, and the one which they waiting for him, Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Anti-Messiah, that is the one they wait, but they deny the one who came from 2000. So the Quran described, the Torah described Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. How he looks. If you read actually the ayat which I say in the Torah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah, والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا. The description of Ummat Muhammad, ركوعا سجود. يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. They seeking فضل, favor from Allah, bounty from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, satisfaction with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل. Their example, سماهم في وجوههم. When you meet the Muslim all the time, it doesn't matter. You don't need to exactly to tell him. When you look at to any Muslim and anyone come in all over the world, look at to his face, the sign of Iman printed in his face. That's why I told you, my beloved sister, when you're taking the hijab out to actually to be melted in this society, wallahi, when they see you, they know actually that you are a Muslim. Brother, actually, when they look at you in the street, try to hide yourself by anyone, wallahi, when they look at you, they know you, because the sign of sujood printing in the face. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. Their example, printed in the Torah, described in the Torah, wal Injil, and the Gospels. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ, like a crops, start exactly growing over the land. And from this crops, exactly like a branches will come out from this crops, very weak. Then, after that, will be strong, little by water, this will be strong. That is the believer. He's strong in anywhere they go. They are very strong in faith. Nothing will change them. Today, if you try to convince the Muslim, come here, I'll make you Christian. He never refuse. You may find a lot of Muslims disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you tell a Muslim sitting in bar and told him, come, I make you Christian, he gonna accept it? La. He gonna make you Jew, he gonna accept it? La. That's why this is the most growing religion. No matter what, you disobey Allah and you make it tawbah, Allah will forgive your sins. That is the blessing for Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they know Allah, confirmed here in Surah Al-Baqarah. They know him, you know who? Muhammad. As they know their own children. Brother Yunus, if Allah provide you with 12 children, Brother Qudusi, 12 children, are you going actually to be confused about your children? If you have a twins, some most of the time the twins looks like one another, right? Are you going to confuse about your children? Never. So Allah confirmed it. They know him as they know their own children. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ but saw a group, a faction from them, يَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ, they conceal the truth, while they know he is a truthful, because they were waiting for him. But when he came from the Arab, that is a problem. When he came from the Arab, they thought he gonna come from children of Israel, from the Yahud. But when he came from the Arab, they denied Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brother, they invited me to the biggest synagogue a couple of years ago. I went, and I took some people with me. Synagogue, because we used to invite them. So I went over there. So I had in my mind while I was in a train to prepare something to say it. Wallahi al-Azim, I give a speech. And I mentioned Rasulullah sallam in there. Why? Because they pray. We were sitting there and we exactly they pray. After they pray, they give me a time to speak. Wallahi, when I spoke, I give alhamdulillah by the mercy of Allah a very strong statement. Old woman from them, those who came to pray, came to me. What's the matter with you? Your word come in my heart. Your word is so beautiful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. They were actually 50 people came from the Yahud, Jew in this place here. This place here. I put like almost a couple, like one with 25 women in this side and the men were in the other side. After we spoke and I bring someone to help me. And after we spoke that night, a Jewish girl, 26 years old, so beautiful girl, she converted to Islam, she divided to Islam and she became a Muslim. They need to know their people, they deceiving them. And when they ask, take it as it is. It is a mystery. Do not ask for any more detail. Don't, how that? How so? It is a mystery. La, in Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah give us exactly all of us as a human. Allah give us a brain to divide between the truth and the exact. Can we take this hadith before you go? The last, exactly in this page. Did the Prophet saw Musa and Isa alayhi salam? Yes, he is. Look at this hadith, inshallah, fast. I'm going to take like 2 minutes. قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة أسري بي رأيت موسى وإذا رجل صرب رجل كأنه من رجال شنوءة أو شؤونة ورأيت عيسى فإذا هو رجل ربعة أحمر كأنما خرج من ديماس وأنا أشبه ولد إبراهيم صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم أتيت بإناءين في أحدهما لبن وفي الآخر خمر فقال اشرب أيهما شئ فأخذت اللبن فشربته فقيل أخذت الفطرة أما إنك لو أخذت الخمر غوت أمتك البخاري 3394. Go ahead please.
The last messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of my ascension to heaven,
Isra al-Mi'raj,
I saw the Prophet Moses, who was a thin person with lank hair, looking like one of the men of the tribe of Shanua. And I saw Jesus, who was of average height, with red face, as if he had just come out of a bathroom. And I resemble Prophet Abraham more than any of his offspring does. Then I was given 2 cups, one containing milk and the other wine. Gabriel said, drink whichever you like. I took the milk and drank it. Gabriel said, you have accepted what is natural through religion, Islam. And if you had taken the wine, your followers would have gone astray.
Allah. So he saw 3 prophets and he described them. He described Musa alayhi salam, atwal, not tawil. Atwal, very high, tall, right? He has a tall and he looks like a brown, beautiful black color, beautiful. And he has a curly hair, Musa alayhi salam, very strong. Sayyidina Musa, Allah sent him and he became trained in the mansion or the palace of Fir'aun. That's why children of Israel, they fear him. They don't fear his brother Harun. Harun was a soft. That's why they love Harun more than Musa. Because Musa alayhi salam, he was very strong. You remember in the exactly in Surah Taha, فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى. He found one of the people of Fir'aun. He punished him one time. He killed him. He doesn't know his power. He doesn't know, he doesn't have intention to kill the man. He did not figure how his power looks like. So he just gave him one punch. He killed him. That's why Allah sent it to children, because they never ever fear anyone who's soft. When the Muslim became soft, in the case of Palestine, they take the day by day. Look at Netanyahu, what did he say today? He need to swallow the whole land. He need to build the settlement, the whole land, because he found the hypocrites of the Muslim hypocrites. They fear him. The first congratulation come to Netanyahu after he declared that exactly he's gonna build, he's gonna take the whole land of Israel and he make it a Jewish state. What is the first one who congratulated? That prince, call it the Prince of Emirat. He sent the congratulation. He's so happy about him. Many, many Arabic leaders are friends with him. And he stated, he cleared it. Subhanallah wa hawla illa billah azim. So they never respect. But they love Harun because Harun used to be a very soft person. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he described Isa, white person. Today, they run everybody. The European and American, they said, Jesus, he was white, blonde hair, green eyes. How did they know? And you go to Africa, in the African church, they make Jesus black Jesus. You go to Chinese, actually, many, many millions of Chinese, you find a man, he looks like a Chinese, with an eye, that is Jesus. Everybody take a machine. How you know? He said, when they crucified him, and the blood that came out from his body, exactly his face, they ran and they bring a towel and they pour it in the face of Isa. That's why they know how he looks like. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Akhi, ya Allah. How you know how he looks like? By blood. A towel axle full of blood. And he saw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He has a silky hair. His silky hair, Isa alayhi salam. When he sweat, the sweat looks like a diamond falling down from his face. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he saw Ibrahim, he said, أشبهكم بنبيكم, the most one, your exactly your friend, that's me himself, looked at his exactly the grandfather, Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. We continue this hadith because he give him two drink, and inshallah ta'ala tomorrow, because we have the second page, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go through inshallah. بارك الله فيكم. سبحانك الله وحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. May Allah grant all of us knowledge and give us بركة in the علم. بارك الله فيكم. سبحانك الله وحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.